echt ervaring. Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
I'd like to introduce myself.
2019 Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm your host, John.
I'm your other host, Josh.
And we back in the building. It's crazy. Y'all have been beating down my door. Niggas, I thought niggas was gonna show up with a with like the pitchforks and like the flaming tiki torches and shit. Cause we haven't given y'all an episode. In a few weeks.
Yeah. It's the first episode of the new year.
Yeah. We did what we said we was going to do.
Yeah.
We take a break.
Took a little time off.
Yeah. You know, I took time off while other podcasts got deals. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Whatever niggas been doing. But yeah, we back in the house.
We took some time off, let y'all rock. You know what I mean? And then we came in the building, take y'all spot. You know what I mean?
We really got to get on that, like the podcast wars we were talking about. Just like whoever's in, you know, the Mid-Atlantic area and wants to like wrestle me and Josh.
Yeah, I got all the slanted, though.
Man, just do it. Just fucking do it. I hope that you kind of get it with like the Joe Budden shit. He'll be like talking shit about somebody. I hope y'all niggas with all these like 101 million rap podcasts don't start like dissing each other and like adding each other
wave.
On Twitter. Yeah. I don't want that fucking wave. I hate most waves now. That's another thing.
Well, Joe Budden can't get like a rap beef off the ground, so
hell
he's
not
gonna start a podcast beef.
That nigga, I'm not gonna talk about other rap podcasts on this rap podcast, but that nigga was talking about how he would wash Shy-Hi the Prince.
Yeah.
No, nah, dog. And I don't even like boy like that, but he in his zone right now.
Yeah.
You on the bench. That's like me talking about I'm coming back and washing a nigga on the mic.
Yeah.
Like I ain't been near a booth in a year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. But yeah, niggas is on that. Rappers are like old school like ball players.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, yo, I still got it. Like they never give that shit up.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Nope. But, Tracy McGrady be like, yo, I could still come in and ball.
Yo, on some real shit on the jump. T-Mac low-key be like, man, you got to come back and watch these.
Yeah.
Like, I would average 40 if I was out here. Like, all right, T-Mac, like, we saw you on the Spurs.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, like, respect to you. We love you, but, like, come on.
He's a shot, dog.
Yeah, dog. He be like low-key. Him and Scotty. Like, Scotty, T-Mac can score on anybody, and Scotty, in his mind, can stick anybody.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I can still defend.
He's like, you know, James Harden was coming against me with that bullshit. I'm like, all right, Scotty, you 90 years old. Like, get out of here. I don't know. But
that's when you let Future take your lady.
That's not true. That story's not true.
Yes, it
is. Huh? That's just not true. Future's, I'm not going to.
She just signed that autograph, dog. Wouldn't have been a problem.
Allegedly, Future smashed Scottie Pippen's wife because he wouldn't sign an autograph for him as a kid. When did Future ever meet Scott, like famous Scottie Pippen? They was playing
the
Hawks. That's fucking nonsense. I show you how trash media is today. Niggas really ran with that story because. I don't even think Future said it. Like maybe somebody else fucking said it.
Scotty probably came to the hood or something like that. Probably came like to the SWAT.
The bankhead.
Yeah, grab some.
Shout out the ATM.
Grab some tree or something.
Get the fuck out of here. Scotty Pippen ain't been nowhere near no hood since he grew up in one.
Him and MJ probably came through. Like, oh, you know what they did? They probably came through like a gambling spot.
Yeah, maybe.
Future uncle was probably running that shit. Future was like walking around in there.
There's no fucking way.
You know, MJ wasn't signing no autographs.
Hell no. Nah. He wasn't signing one for my nigga Chameleonaire. Jordan, a piece of shit. That's fucking terrible. How you get? I don't understand black folks that like get money. And hate black folks more. You know what I'm saying? You know how like joyous and philanthropic I would be and like loving I would be if I didn't have like a mountain of debt and poverty
yeah.
sitting on my back spiritually.
MJ remind me like his like that story always makes me think of like the cop from Boys in the Hood.
I'm thinking of Bernie Mac or Don't Be a Menace. But yeah, I know what dude you're talking about too. My man had the burner up under Cuba Gooding yeah. chin. He was like the single tear and shit. That shit is terrible. How do you go out for that role?
I don't
as
know.
the self-hating black dude
hey, man,
in a
gotta,
movie.
Yeah, listen, man, gotta get paid, dog.
Jesus. That's the one thing about I sometimes delude myself into thinking like I could be a good actor.
Yeah.
Cause like one, I have a bright imagination. Also I'm a good liar. So I feel like I could play make believe
yeah.
real well. But then other times I'm like, dog, I don't want to spend like the first 10 years
doing all those terrible.
Doing a fucking like, yeah, we need a big black bearded, just savage animal. Like you're reading like the call sheet. You're like, what the fuck? This shit is mad racist. I don't want to play those roles until somebody comes along and writes like a paperboy role.
Yeah.
And then I could still be a thug, but also be like an articulate thug. Yeah. Like I don't want.
No, I mean I know smoke. Like pretty much biker would be like my lane yeah. as an actor. It's the lane I'd slide into pretty well.
They're like, so Josh, we got this Harley. This leather jacket. Oh, they totally would. Oh, fuck you. They totally would.
That's the lane
they would
I'd slide
tight cash you. Yo, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, man. Gotta pay the bills.
Gotta get the bread. Shout out to my niggas that went to like fucking Juilliard or whatever. niggas that went to Kappa and now you're playing like a serial rapist on SVU. SVU. Yeah.
That's your
yo,
role.
Shout out to y'all. Fucking
you've been on every fucking Law and Order there is.
Fucking thespians. You was on the one with Ludacris. Yeah. When Ludacris killed the lady and buried a fucking baby. You're like the dude that's like, man, I've known that nigga my whole life. You that dude on the fucking SVU episode.
You pop it up on what's LL Cool J show that he got, that cop show he got?
Is it NCIS? NCIS
like what? Miami yo. Or something like that? Yeah.
Yo. God
up
damn!
On that fucking CSI.
Hollywood ain't shit, yo. they really be having like stereotypical ass calls for people. These talented fucking people gotta go play bullshit roles.
You done fucking trained. You did like you did Hamlet. Some fucking stage in yo. Fucking Europe, and now you gotta come here
stuffing crack rocks in your butt, in your fucking butt on the wire. You fucking classically trained, brilliant motherfucker. All right. How have you been?
I've been all right,
by
man.
The way.
You know, maintaining, dog. Yeah. Fucking with this, like, little video editing shit. Like, shit. So, been fucking with that. You know what I mean?
Just learning new skills, yo.
Yeah, man. Got to diversify, man. Like, hell I try to be a Renaissance man. You know what I mean? Try to master all things. You know what I mean?
Listen, until I was like 28. The only thing I could do was rap, make a beat, roll a Dutch, all and bustle niggas yeah. like talk shit. I ain't had no skills for
I mean,
most
those
of
was
my
life. Skills
life.
To survive in Philly. You know what I mean?
Listen, I ain't say I need them skills. It's the only ones I had. But you know,
I don't know how to keep a razor in my grill. Like listen, you know what I mean?
We get older, we learn stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, figure no, I've been fucking with that. Like you know what I mean? That's been taking up a lot of time. I mean. Anybody who knows like about editing and shit like that, like I mean, and even it goes into music, like making music and shit, making beats and shit.
That shit's a whole skill.
Yeah, like like literally for the one clip I cut for 5 minutes, it took like 4.5 hours of like editing. Shit. Like you know what I mean? Excuse me. So, like, that's just super time consuming, but no, it's fun though. Like I actually enjoy it. So you know what I mean? Like I really enjoy fucking with it.
Word.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to like add shit to the repertoire, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, get a little better in all arenas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You gotta build up the skill set,
yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Especially if you wanna like move away from doing like, you know, shit terrible jobs for a living.
I think that's everybody's goal.
Yeah.
To have a job that doesn't slowly crush them on the inside.
Yeah.
That shit, dog, like I've had like piece of shit jobs. I remember one job in particular. I was working in like Trevose, in like a fucking call center and shit. And I remember I used to make little signs like, I hate this place. I want to leave. Fuck this job. It's terrible. And I lined my cubicle with those little notes and shit. Yeah. Like my supervisors would come over and they would look and be like, oh, so that's interesting. I'm like, that's how I feel.
That's how I feel. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I remember after a while they fired me and the HR lady pulled me. She pulled me into the meeting and she was like, John, we have to let you go. Your attitude is terrible. And frankly, you're a cancer on the sales floor or a call floor or whatever. I said, I'm a cancer? You're a fucking cancer. This fucking place is a cancer. Don't call me that shit. Like, I'm God's children, motherfucker. But, yeah.
Fucking, this job is a succubus. It's like right. Fucking eating like, my soul out of here. You know what I mean? No.
I didn't come in crushing y'all spirit. Yeah. Y'all did it to me, you know?
Now, but, I called my boss the other day because I had an emergency pop-up and shit. And I called my boss the other day, like, yo, I need somebody to cover for me, blah, blah, blah. I know it's kind of last minute. He was like, called me back and was like, yo, man, you really owe me, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'll come to work tonight. I don't want to owe nobody
you.
This shit, dog. Like, no, that's okay. Man. I'll come to work tonight.
Right.
I don't want to owe nobody shit.
Hell nah.
Fucking, I don't do shit for me. Like,
that's extreme.
Yeah, I'm like no, that's okay.
I couldn't like, see me, even if I was like a supervisor somewhere, I couldn't see me saying that to another human being.
Yeah.
Like, you owe me. Like, what? Get the fuck out of here.
Y'all owe me a paycheck. Y'all owe me fucking 13 years of my life back.
Hell yeah. But what else has been going on?
This has been... Yeah, I almost was gonna have to come through here and do the podcast like Kanye did through the wire,
through the wire.
You know what I mean? You know, survive like the car wreck, you know what I mean?
Yo.
It's wild out here, son.
So you were in a car accident?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It wasn't that bad, though.
I love how you sold it like, I had to come through. They had to wire me up.
Yeah.
It was like, nah, it wasn't
cut
that
me
bad.
Out with the jaws of life, son.
Yeah. Nah. Wasn't that bad.
Nah, actually wasn't that bad. I mean, like, my car was fucked, but.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? I was so pissed, too, because the car's not even a fucking year old yet.
Right.
So, I was fucking livid. But, you know, it's getting fixed now and shit.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers got insurance, so, you know, everything should be good. Should cook.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be no issues, but. I was not happy about that shit.
Yeah, I don't fucking blame you.
They got me like this little shitty like rental car and shit.
Word.
It's not as fly as my will, so
that's what's really important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fucking with my aesthetic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm glad you survived.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was harrowing. It was a harrowing experience.
Yeah,
you know
shit's not promised.
No.
Out here in the world.
No, just some dickhead. Change lanes when he shouldn't have fucking changed lanes. It's out of my will.
Driving is, and I'm not like an experienced driver, but I have drove.
Yeah.
Driving is so stressful. That's probably why I'm not an experienced driver, because it's like stressful to be on the road and you got to account for you and everybody else that's in the car.
Yeah.
But then you got to account for all these other motherfuckers swirling around you and these fucking death
machines.
Yeah, I talked
to my mom. My mom drove, you know, she drove forever and shit. When we was kids, my mom would go on and off without having a car and shit. Like, she would have a car for a little while, then, you know, the squatter would break down and shit.
Yeah.
But she, like, she was telling me before, she's like, I couldn't drive now. Like, it's too stressful and blah, blah, blah. Like, she's like, I just couldn't deal with the stress of driving. Because she hasn't driven in probably since, like, I don't know, probably not too long after we got out of high school. I don't think she's driven since then.
Yeah.
So.
I want less stress and that kind of, like, pressure in my life as I get older. You know? Not adding more to the
adding
shit.
More fucking. Yeah.
My mom still hits me with that shit. She's like, you know, either you or Alyssa, because Alyssa, she doesn't drive either. She's like, either you or Alyssa going to have to drive. And I'm like, I feel like by the time she and I have kids, our lifestyle will be at the point where it's like, we don't really need a car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Certain stuff, like if we were to have to get them to school every day, that's because I'm not riding no bus on no motherfucking kid.
I've had to do it. When my kids was little, I did it for a while.
I can imagine. It's fucking rough.
Oh, it's terrible, dog. Yeah, I'm not kid running off a bus and shit like that.
You got to keep them from, like, licking shit.
Yeah. Nah. And then, like, ain't no strapping in. Like, you know, it ain't no fucking car seats on the fucking
bus.
You got
to hold them and shit. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing that shit. So we'll figure something out. I mean, there's, like, our neighborhood is so fucking bougie and hippie. There's, like, a bunch of, like, nice alternative schools, like, right around the corner from here in the immediate area. So if we stay around here, I could, like, walk a kid to school. It'll be cool.
Well, if the fucking AVN would have flew us out and have us host at an AVN party, there's, you know, the AVN Awards is going on. They should have flew us out and fucking had us hosting a party or something.
What does that have to do?
You could have made some money. You could have bought a car. Like, you know Jesus. What I mean?
Yeah, that's another option. I'll just make money. And then buy a car and then just drive it around until I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
But, like, as of right now,
we could have made, like, racks hosting some party for the AVN Awards.
I doubt it. I don't know. I don't see AVN paying his talent that much. I mean, I could be mistaken.
We could also, like, sell drugs while we were out there, too. You know what I mean?
Listen, I've gone this long without selling drugs. I'm not picking that up in my 40s. I know a guy. I don't think he listens to the podcast, but I know a guy that did that shit. Like when
he started hustling
when he was like, I don't want to say the nigga was 40.
Yeah,
nigga might have been late 30s,
right at our age.
Right, like on the block hustling.
Wow, on the block. Oh no.
Right, nigga didn't even do like a Walter White kind of thing.
I was embarrassed to be like 23 and still like on a corner. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like I felt embarrassed to do that.
I mean, we grew up listening to like Nas and AZ, so it was right for you to assume that by the time you were 23,
I should be a
you'd be getting keys and shit. You'd be a fucking kingpin. Like it made perfect sense to assume that
I should be like flying bricks in from like Noriega, Noriega. Like,
he owes you 100 favors.
He should owe me 100 favors.
Like, come on. But yeah, don't do that shit. Don't start selling drugs into your elder years. Nah. That's not
what if you legally start selling drugs, like you open up a weed shop.
That's what a bunch of y'all fucking coward motherfuckers is doing out here in the world. Fucking capitalists. All these people rotting in jail for selling weed.
Yeah.
And now these niggas is like the Mark Zuckerberg of weed. That shit, this country is a piece of shit, dog. Yeah. Like, it's a piece of shit.
And it was crazy. It's like they're legalizing marijuana and still got motherfuckers in jail for selling it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, no, don't worry about that.
Oh, you did that shit when it was wrong, though. Yeah. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah. Like, oh, we realize that prohibition of marijuana was stupid and dumb. We can make millions off of that taxable. Like,
it's fucking terrible.
But you didn't sell it where it's taxable. So now we can't. So now you get to sit and rot in jail.
Not mad I would be sitting up in jail off of that shit and seeing like seeing like a middle-aged white woman on like the Today Show, like Mary is the new marijuana queen of Colorado.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would fucking, my rage would burn the world.
Yeah, nah, dog, that's just like crazy.
Yeah, fuck that shit, dog. We would be remiss if we didn't talk about this Fyre Festival shit.
Oh yeah, both docs.
Jesus
dropped.
Christ. I mean, that's like hip hop related, right?
Yeah, I mean, Ja Rule's kind of
Ja Rule's in it. I did see. I think this is what you're going to ask me. You asked me if I saw the Hulu one.
The Hulu one too. Yeah,
I saw it, but I was kind of like not paying as much attention.
Yeah.
The Netflix one, I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Because I had heard that it was, you know, a disaster, but I didn't know shit was that crazy.
I didn't know like all the super illegal shit the bull did.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, legit.
The wire
like,
fraud.
Wire transfers. And
for folks who don't know, was this a year ago? Two years ago. This company led by this guy, Billy something, who's the fucking scammer of the year, put together this festival called the Fyre Festival. It's supposed to be like a high-end festival where, you know, rich kids basically paid to go to like a Coachella, but Coachella if it were in the Bahamas. And Ja Rule was his business partner, was the face of this thing. It turned out to be a huge scam. The dude was getting like millions of dollars from investors, didn't pay the workers, the folks who were like indigenous to the Bahamas and did all of this manual labor, never got paid. and they didn't put on the festival. They they promised that like Kanye, and Blink 182, all these like famous people
was gonna be performing,
of course. And you know none of the people on the business end asked Ja Rule to perform. No. you know he inserted himself.
Yeah, he's like, I'll perform. Like, we'll have it, and I'll perform. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he probably was like, yo, I'll perform. I'll bring out Cadillac Tie.
Black Child.
Vita.
Yo, I would fuck with Vita, yo. I would go see Vita. I always like Vita, though.
You know what I mean? He probably was like, yo, Irv will come out and like sniff ecstasy, like, off of one of the models.
Bring that shit back to the 2000s for real. it's crazy to me. Both of these documentaries, because they made two documentaries about the whole scam thing going down. The saddest part to me, it was on two levels. One, how easy it is to exploit people in the Caribbean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because the government's not on their side and not protecting the people. These folks worked, you know, round the clock, and never got paid
for like 30 days straight.
You know what I'm saying? And like the sister who was like one of the like coordinating like the workers and shit, she said she paid $50,000
of her own money,
out of her own savings, to compensate these people. Of course, after the documentary,
she had like a GoFundMe for like $200,000.
You know what I'm saying? So she's gonna cake up off of this and get back, you know, what she put out.
I know, it's fucked up that we had like supported all those workers over there, you know what I mean? So if you want to support our GoFundMe,
no. So it's just it's bugged out, how exploitable the Caribbean is.
Yeah,
then also just how shallow our culture is West.
I legit, neither one of the documentaries go into this, but I legit wonder if that was part of the reason why he did it there.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knew he could get away like scamming there as opposed to like scamming. Like going here, like you're going to deal with unions that are going to like,
100%.
Yo, I want to do this in, you know,
you're not
going
to go to Austin.
No.
And you know, and do like a fake South by Southwest.
Nah, local unions are going to have to be hired to do the building and all that kind of stuff like that. All the money's going to have to be paid up front. You're not going to have like 200 workers who just walk up and come and help you. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I definitely think like that's part of the reason why he thought he could get around a lot of shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take it there and he get around a lot of it.
I
felt bad for the workers. Excuse me. I felt bad for the workers. I didn't feel bad for the fucking dickheads who got scammed.
Yeah, it's hard to feel bad for a bunch of like upper
trust fund babies, like
babies with all this fucking money, who are. Have kind of bought into this like really vapid influencer culture, social media culture.
Dog, that was one thing. Like, they're talking about all these like influencers and they're like, oh, this person and this, I don't know any of these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I that disconnected, or am I just like, that's just not a world I travel in?
I think it's like cultural too.
Yeah,
because I didn't know who Logan Paul was.
Yeah, true indeed.
Until like a year ago,
because of YouTube, because of YouTube,
right?
But like, what was it, Bella Hadid?
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. I know Aaliyah Hadid. She's a porn star.
no doubt.
But I don't know. I knew who Bella Hadid is. Maybe that's her sister or something. I don't know. But like
Midori and Jody Watley.
That's old school porn. Yeah,
you're not going to get that about that.
Y'all get that on another podcast, man.
Come on.
Your local hip hop podcast ain't giving you that.
They ain't doing that shit.
I sat there and was like, I legit was like, wow, like, am I that disconnected? Or I think it's just like, it's not a lane I travel in.
Yeah.
I'm not like,
why would we know these
people? Yeah. And it just was like, wow, I'm not like, I knew who, like, obviously I had to, like, is it Caitlyn Jenner? Not Caitlyn Jenner. It's
Kendall.
Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
Caitlyn's the
mom.
Yeah, the mom.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Caitlyn Jenner IDs as a mom. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We're not traveling down that road.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I thought Caitlyn was the
sister.
Mom, whatever. No, I thought Caitlyn, when you said that, the mom, I thought that was.
Oh, Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner. Is
yeah,
the,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Was the one who was, like, cheating with OJ and shit.
fucking OJ. Y'all smash it, OJ. Come on.
So I was like, I was just like, I know who that is. Like, I know who Kendall is. Is Kendall the one that's with Ben Simmons? Or is she the one that's with Travis Scott?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Like, because they both, their all name was, they all have like K names. K's, and stuff like that. So
I don't know.
I didn't know. So, but like, I was just like, wow, I just didn't feel big. Cause I'm like, yo, you that influenced by like seeing a video of like a party. Yeah. In like the Bahamas, like I could go on the Bahamas a lot cheaper and not, you know what I don't have to worry about seeing? Fucking Blink 182 or Ja Rule. Like
that was my thing. Like, what's the nostalgia aspect of this shit?
Like, cause
20-year-olds gonna see Blink 182?
Yeah, like
so weird.
I don't get that. I don't get that at all. I mean, like, I like Blink 182 songs.
It makes sense for like if you're in your 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
That like, just seemed weird. I mean, but they did have,
I guess, like
Major Lazer or shit like that. Yeah. Which I guess.
But you can see Major Lazer anywhere, dog. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. They go every fucking festival show they're at, so you can go see them playing. Anywhere. You didn't have to pay like $5,000 to go down to the Bahamas.
It's so weird. I think that, I think that it also was, the fact that it was sold as like a luxury
sort
of experience. Motherfuckers want to look like, you know, they riding like a higher wave than all the other people in their social media networks.
Yeah. Everybody was trying to do the Bow Wow Challenge. And
right.
You know what I mean?
That's no, but so I mean, weird.
That's, it is a weird thing to want to be like, yo, I'm flying. Like, dog, just flying to there is good enough. Why you got to pretend you want a private jet? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? What, ain't Bow Wow getting like TV money? Don't he got a TV show?
Maybe. They give a lot of these niggas TV shows.
I think he's on one of the CSIs.
He might be. Bow Wow got money.
Yeah.
I think he just flexes. I think he just, I don't know if he knows necessarily how to manage like his social media image or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
There's no reason why you should be like constantly memed for like for silly shit that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know? I don't fucking know.
No, but yeah, I mean, both of them I found very entertaining. I think the Hulu one goes a little more in depth. Part of that, though, I think is because the promotion company, the company that the Fyre Festival hired to promote their media company was Fuck Jerry.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a hand in making the Netflix one. Jesus. So, like, they covered up a lot. I think they covered up a lot of their own little mess.
Right.
Involved. And I just think the Hulu one goes a little more depth, even in the dude Billy's like history and like of him just being a scam artist.
They let you know that dude's a fucking scammer.
Yeah,
and he's lying on camera.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the bugged out thing. And like they have like a little section where they fact check some of the stuff that he says, and prove it's a lie. But I'm looking at his face and I know he's lying. You know what I mean? Like, this nigga's saying shit. And I'm like, that's not true.
No.
It can't be true. Look at his face.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a legit, like, he's going to be running like a Ponzi scheme in 6 years when he gets free.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he's going to, like, get in the government somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He'll be, like, the next senator of, like, New Jersey or something.
The theme for this week is, you know how they say cats always land on their feet?
Yeah.
White men fail up.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So is bugged out. Somebody, I can't think of who it is. Apologies if you're listening to this, but one of my Facebook friends posted a status where they were basically saying like, "Yo, both of these documentaries about this Fyre Festival are telling because it shows you how a white man with no talent, no experience at what he's doing." Can basically walk in a room and talk his way into millions of dollars in funding, where you have black and brown people, queer people, people who are legitimately creative geniuses who are also, and then like poor white folks as well, who are like talented and gifted and have experience at a given field, and they can't knock on none of them doors that homeboy walked in and got millions from.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Somebody cut him a check for like $8 million or some stupid shit, or maybe it's a million. It's like $1 million somebody cut him a check for.
Yeah.
While the whole barn was on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? He's getting like emergency funding while he's fucking up.
Yeah.
And not even thinking about the funding that he got outright when he, you know, when he first launched this thing.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, like the Hulu doc definitely shows like he's basically scamming that girlfriend he has. Like, you know what I mean? She's like, I think she's a little older and she has a little money, and he's definitely scamming her. Mm-hmm. She's like paying for his life, well, paying for the lifestyle he had before he got locked up.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, listen, man, shout out to the scam. Like, I ain't mad at you.
This is what I say to people all the time. Like, this whole country's a scam.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shit ain't nothing but one giant Ponzi scheme. Man, you know
people are mad at Sis Saw It, you know, from Philly.
For collecting like disability.
Yeah, the camel prime mom. Fuck that. Let her get away with it. I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit. She didn't scam. She scammed the state.
Yeah.
This dude Billy ought to pay restitution to the people that he scammed. People, but I don't give a shit if somebody scammed the government. Well, no. So what? Fucking government's a scam. We got Trump.
I'm trying to scam the government.
Listen,
I ain't
gonna say that.
Edit that shit out, dog.
Like, yeah, I'm cutting it out. But like, you got Trump right now holding
the fucking government holding
the federal government hostage to get $5 billion for a wall because he randomly said at a rally two years ago, he said, I'm gonna build a wall around the southern border. And people were like, yeah. And now he has to do it.
Build a wall and crime will fall. That's
Jesus
the new one.
Jesus Christ, he's the fucking worst. And like, this $5 billion pulled it out his ass. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's bugged out that you have people, you know, real flesh and blood human beings who are going to work every day and not getting paid.
Yeah.
People aren't getting their food stamps. They're talking about people are getting kicked or going to be kicked out of their homes.
Yeah.
People who have federal subsidies, like housing subsidies. So people are going to fall through.
People that can't pay their fucking rent from like actual working.
Right.
Like working people who can't pay their rent because they're not getting paid.
Yeah. So we have a lot of people because, you know, they're gonna clean this shit up. The Democrats are either going to fold or Trump's going to lie his way out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't really want a wall anyway or whatever. You know what I mean? So either on one side, this shit's going to end.
Well, they said but
let me get this out, though. And the workers are going to go back to work and, you know, everything will appear to have been settled. But people are going to actually fall through the cracks because of this shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be some stories where people
They're saying, like, one of the first things that's starting to close down is, like, women's shelters. Like, abused women's shelters.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus. That's one of the things one of the first places that started losing funding.
Jesus.
You know what I mean?
You'd think those would be state funded. Jesus.
You know how that goes, dog.
Imagine that shit. You got your kids.
Some of the most vulnerable people are the ones who are the ones who are getting hurt the most. Yeah. Like,
but that's what happens in this country.
Oh, yeah.
There's protection for the people who have the most resources and the most access, and then the people who are most vulnerable in most precarious situations, they fall through the cracks or they get hurt.
I watched Vice did a thing, and it was like a bunch of I think they were prison guards or whatever, and they were not getting paid because of like the government shutdown or whatever. I guess it's run like a federal prison or whatever.
Yeah.
And the one guy was like, the bunch of them were like, yeah, I've been doing Uber, you know what I mean, to get paid while I'm not blah blah blah. And all of them were like, yeah, you know, I mean, I voted for him, you know what I mean? Like, so you want me to feel sorry for you, fam? Like, first of all, I don't feel sorry for you anyway because you're the ops.
Right.
Second of all, like.
And in fairness, people couldn't have predicted that this would happen.
Yeah.
But it shows you, you know, cause and effect. You voted for somebody who said, you know, we want to build a wall to keep a specific group of people out. Yeah. Somebody who's okay with children being detained at the border. Somebody who's okay with people going without health care.
Yeah.
So, you know, the racism in you is basically biting you in the ass. Yep. And that's going to be the case over this next course of, you know, 2 years where he's in office or, you know, however long it is to 2020, you know, until we have another election. This shit is going to keep coming back to bite, you know, to bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
Because y'all needed this patriarch of racism and xenophobia.
Yep.
So you got what you fucking paid for.
Absolutely.
Only the problem is the rest of us have to suffer through this shit too.
Yeah, with you. You know,
you know what I mean? Because y'all voted for this motherfucker.
Well, the crazy thing is they said he was getting ready, like right before like they went on break for like the holidays or whatever. He was getting ready to pass everything and not like shut the government down. And then like Ann Coulter tweeted like, oh, he's a pussy and blah, blah, blah. And like he like backtracked and was like, no, like I'm not going to do it now.
If that's the case, niggas got to body Ann Coulter. Like she's, you know how they say three strikes and you out?
Yeah.
She's done too much.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas got to murk her out, yo, for real. Because yeah. That's terrible yeah. if that's actually how this shit played out.
Dog, and the crazy thing is, and this goes to show you a dude like Bill Maher is a sucker and shit.
Oh,
right?
Fuck Bill Maher.
He's a dude that's like, oh, man, you know, he's like, oh, I count her as one of my friends, you know what I mean, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, he would have her on his show all the time and shit like that. He's like, I mean, we completely disagree on everything, but, like, I do count her as one of my friends. And I'm like, how do you count a vehement racist as a friend? Like, you know why? What I mean?
You know why? Because white men culturally have this deep-seated need to appear objective.
Yeah.
When... men, white men specifically, I see brothers do this shit too, argue with women or have disagreements with women. They always try to paint women as emotional, irrational, all of this stuff. And it plays out in the media with pundits like Bill Maher, outlets like CNN. They have this desperate need to appear objective and appear above the fray. That they'll allow, they'll let liberals come in and leftists come in and speak their mind, but they have to allow, you know, racists and xenophobes and homophobes equal airtime so as to appear to be some kind of like objective arbiter of truth.
Yeah.
That shit, you don't get no points from me for not choosing a side.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Especially in shit like that. You have one person on the right saying, you know, we got to lock up all the black kids and brown kids, and we got to go overseas and bomb people. And then you have somebody else on the left saying, well, no, peace.
Yeah.
Those aren't equal propositions. Nah. That's not something that I want to be in the center of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, listen, you can, like, be a Republican, quote, unquote, and be like, oh, listen, I think the government should be smaller. We shouldn't be spending so much money in this and this and that. You can like have like certain principles, but not be like, oh, I also think we should like, you know, lock up everybody. And I think blah, blah, blah. Like
burn women for witchcraft.
Yeah.
You know whatever crazy
like,
position.
You can have like your opinion. Like, dude, you could even be like, oh, listen, I'm pro-life, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not going to like protest in front of nobody's house. Yeah. And I'm not telling other people what to do with themselves. I just don't believe, I don't think you should get abortions. Fine, you can think that all you want. Just don't, you can't govern other people's bodies.
Yeah, blowing up a fucking abortion clinic.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
It doesn't have to be that extreme.
And be like, hey, listen, I can be like, hey, listen, that's fine. We can have you on. We can talk about how you feel about certain shit, right?
Right.
As long as you're not going to, but you get on there and start telling me, you know what I mean? Like, illegals are criminals and... You know what I mean? Black people are more inclined to crime.
Right.
And you're like, you know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, no, once you start doing
not
that,
having no rational conversation with no racists, no homophobes, no transphobes to appear objective.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck that.
I'm not talking. I don't need that. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
People talk about that shit like in your like people had to be like, yeah, but you know, you gotta like, cause you if I I tell I say it all the time, like, yo, I just get rid of those people on my timeline. Like, I just won't have them on my timeline. People like, so you're just gonna live in a bubble. I'm okay living in that bubble because you know what? I don't need to invite people that vehemently hate people into my bubble. Like that, like I don't need to see that on my timeline. Why keep that on my timeline?
People frame that as if because as if you're somehow intellectually secluded and limited because you won't allow the voices of like the most hateful
shit like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I have a lot of people. I know people in my life who are atheists, people who are Muslims, people who are Buddhists, people who are Christians. I have people who are socialists, anarchists, liberals, you know what I mean? Whatever, across like political spectrums, across walks of life. And I get plenty of rich, varied perspectives on a host of different topics.
Absolutely.
Without having to engage with Nazis
exactly.
and the fucking worst of the worst.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't buy that shit.
Yeah, no, I have a friend of mine, and me and her disagree on shit. She's left, you know what I mean? She would consider herself a liberal. I know. I come at her neck sometimes and say she's not liberal. but I a lot of times that's me fucking with her. I mean she definitely does, you know, but she's very like very against religion now more and more as she's gone, as she, you know, as time's going on, as I've known her, and like we get into discussions about shit like that, like, you know what I mean, and like we disagree on her, like on a stance, but I can keep her in my circle because she's also not saying like, yo, we need to like throw all Muslims in concentration camps like
she's
they
a
do
rational
in China.
Human being,
you know what I mean, like in China, you know they're doing that, right?
Oh,
they're like rounding up Muslims and putting 100%. Them in concentration camps.
China gotta chill the fuck out.
With their human rights violations. Like, this is a new thing for them.
Like the U.S. got to chill. China got to chill the fuck out. Like, come on.
Shout out to all our Chinese listeners. But, like, they wilding over there. But, yeah, like, I mean, you know, she's also not calling for that. Or calling, like, yo, we need to bomb churches so people stop going. Like, you know what I mean? She's not saying that.
No, absolutely.
So, like, we don't have, like, those, like, you know, like you said, like, I can have, like, disagreements and I can have, like, discussions with people without having to, like, have... Fuck, like you said, like a Nazi on my timeline telling me like, yo, or some wild misogynist telling me, you know, oh, black women, if they would just like listen to their man, like, nah, you know what I mean? Nah. Like, we not going to do that.
Not entertaining that shit at all. I wonder, because we can just, how about this? Let's slide into this Meek Mill thing.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense with what we've been talking about.
Criminal justice reform, shit like that.
Yeah. So apparently Meek Mill is having the greatest press run in the history of hip-hop. The other day, yesterday, I guess? Yeah.
Fuck Soulja Boy, Meek Mill got the best comeback.
Cut like a motherfucker. Good boy. So Meek Mill the other day and Jay-Z announced that they were co-founding a criminal justice reform organization called Reform. They got a lot of money from homeboy that co-owns the Sixers. Michael Rubin and one of the Crafts.
Yeah,
donated mad money too. I love that they're doing this. You know what I'm saying? Inherently, I'm suspect of it. Because there are rich people behind it. You know what I mean? Just like on you know, out of my instinct and my whole being, I'm you know, suspicious of it.
But I will say this. Jay has done some really good work in a lot of those arenas.
Yeah.
He did like the bailouts for like Mother's Day and for Father's Day.
Yeah. Get motherfuckers out, dog. If you can do it, get motherfuckers out. You're not gonna hear no shit out of me, you know, on that sense. I'd be lying if I wasn't like, you know, we come
anytime,
here and we talk for real, you know what
anytime
I mean?
Anytime there's rich folks behind it, it always makes me leery because it always makes me, what's their agenda?
Yeah, like what's the point?
Yeah.
But, you know, some motherfuckers like to throw their money at, you know, a good cause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I appreciate that.
I know the dude Michael Rubin and Meek are like, really close. Like his kids, like, are really good friends with Meek. Like, you know what I mean. As far as like Meek and his daughters get along and all that kind of shit. Like, so I think he's actually like really good, like friends with this dude. Really supports him and all that kind of shit. He's the one who flew up and picked him up in the helicopter.
100%.
So
classic Philly hip hop moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So like, Yeah, he. I mean, I think he's legit. I want to believe it's legit. I'm trying to go in optimistically. Like, you know what I mean?
I think they're gonna do good. I think they're gonna get some folks out. And frankly, you know, we need the way the system is constituted right now, where there's a lot of money, pay for play in politics. We need, you know, think tanks and like trusts and organizations from like at least left of the center, you know, to like throw money at these politicians because they're whores. Like they'll take whatever. You know what I mean? We need that shit from the other side. Yeah. You know what I mean? We also need people in the street cracking heads.
Yeah.
But until we get to that point, you know what I mean, where we're still working within like electoral politics and like within like the legal means of the system as it's constituted, we need shit like this. Yeah. You know what I mean? If they get one motherfucker out,
it's a positive. Yeah,
hell yeah, it's a positive. Yeah. So yeah, I'm with
one less person. You know what I mean? Living in hell. So
100%. And I appreciate that. Meek is doing this shit. That Hov is doing this shit. This shit is he really? You know, since he got out and this whole situation.
I mean, it wasn't bullshit. It wasn't like talk, and it wasn't like
he really moving with this shit.
He really trying to do something, and that's great. Like that's an awesome thing, man. I love it. I love watching this evolution of Meek Mill.
It's like why not? Why not do it? You know what I mean? He getting older. You know what I'm saying? I know how age kind of brings wisdom and perspective on things. I love it.
And you know what? It goes to the thing where people were like, man, y'all need to be out there protesting for so-and-so like you did for Meek. And it's like, well, Meek's taking up that charge.
He's doing
y'all wanted Meek to take up the charge. He's doing it. Like, he's legit going about doing those type of things. He's like, folks stood up for him and supported him.
Yeah.
He's giving that back. He's giving that energy back.
Absolutely.
And that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, he didn't hop out and just, you know, I'm sure he's like still enjoying his life.
Yeah,
and
he
shit.
Should.
Absolutely.
I remember,
he didn't hop out on no dickhead shit.
No.
He came out to work.
I remember like reading like one of the biggest things for like SJWs, whatever. I hate using that word, but people who are trying to like work it, like, you know, reform and shit like that. And like bettering other people's lives, it's also important to like give yourself time.
Yeah,
because you'll wear yourself the fuck out. Like constantly worrying about other people, like you'll wear yourself the fuck out.
Dog, if you ever wonder how folks you know who were like activists and they were like on fire for anti-war and like anti-police brutality, and then you see them motherfuckers and they eventually slide up in some corporation and get bread, or they just end up working on a farm somewhere, or like not really engaged in the activist shit. It's because of the burnout.
Yeah,
it's the burnout.
And they said that shit burns you out so fast.
Hell yeah. You ever sit in a motherfucking meeting in 2010 with a bunch of anarchists and socialists? And y'all talk about how y'all gonna organize a protest to stop Obama from bombing Libya, and then talking through every little aspect of the shit, and then you know you gotta come back next week for the meeting, and you gotta miss whatever you know you was working on, and it's like a fucking Wednesday night, and you just work 8 or 9 hours somewhere. Yep. That shit is exhausting. Yeah. Not saying I'm speaking from experience, but that shit is fucking exhausting. It wears you out.
It's hard, man. It's hard. Just giving your time to anything is hard. Like, giving your time to anything other than, like, what you need to survive type thing.
Right.
I mean, giving your time to that shit can be hard. But, like, giving your time to other things, dude, that shit can be draining, man. And you do need to take time for yourself.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like, yo, I'm going to veg out and watch, like, Always Sunny for, like, 3 hours. Yeah. Like, you need that. You know what I mean?
Real shit. Like, and I haven't even really thought about this until just now, us talking and me thinking about this shit. I was telling before I got sick last year, it was around this time last year, I started feeling some shit. Before I got sick last year, I was telling Lissa that I was going to quit writing. You know what I mean? Like the whole like freelancing, writing stories every week that I do now. I was telling her like, yo, I'm about to move. I'm about to phase out of this shit. Getting sick and then being incapacitated and my brain and fingers was like the only thing that really worked.
Yeah.
Having that happen kept me in the game.
Yeah.
Because I was like burnt out. I've been doing this shit. You know, the first time I wrote about music and got published, I was probably like 17, 18. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's about 20 years.
I remember you used to do it for Philly Word or what?
I used to write for Philly Word. Yeah. I used to write for like punk zines and shit. I was still in high school because I remember having stories published when I was going to Twilight.
Yeah. Yeah, you know I remember picking up Philly Word and having like, yo, my homie wrote in this. Like,
you know what I'm saying? So like that burnout had hit like a critical mass, and then I got sick.
Yeah.
And then once I kind of like cognitively came to and it was like, okay, your brain works again in the hospital, it was like, well, shit, I can't sit around and not make money. So I couldn't walk, but yeah, I could write. So yeah, I was like in the hospital writing shit, and then I've kind of been put back on this track of doing it. But we really shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't live in a society where that's where you, you know, you have to do shit that you don't really want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is luckily for me, it's ultimately a thing that I love, and it's, you know, doing it so much out of necessity has kind of reignited my love for it. But it's a lot of motherfuckers don't have that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Had that opportunity.
Yeah. That's why I just bought a new hoodie and gloves. Smoke some Wu-Bangers.
Because it's always Robin season.
Yeah. Smoke me some Wu-Bangers and it's gonna be on. Y'all.
You know how bad I would feel. I never did anything like that as a kid. You know how bad I would feel as a kid, like robbing a motherfucker. And then, like, you running away, you, like, looking at their wallet and shit. My conscience would, like...
No comment.
Shit would crush me, dog.
No comment.
I would feel so fucking bad. I was such a, like, that kid. Like, I remember, like, I would go to the store with my man, and he would, like, steal.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, he'd be like, yo, man, want some of this candy? I stole candy. I'd be like, no, man. It's not cool, bro. Like, you stole that. Like, I didn't even have that impulse as
a
kid.
I still steal at the grocery store. Like, anytime
Are you serious? Oh, yeah. Yo, I never. Oh, yo. That's so nutty. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I live by the philosophy, if you can eat it before you get out the grocery store,
it's yours. I've worked at grocery stores. My first job was at, like, the corner Korean grocery when I was. This is before I was in high school. So I was in middle school working there, and I've worked in grocery stores and like co-ops and shit as an adult. I've never approached somebody for stealing some shit or like eating some shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. You know, just eating grapes and shit, walking around, like, I don't give a shit. You know?
I meant more like the fried chicken you give them, get out the thing.
Dog, tell me why, or maybe one of y'all listening could tell me why. Like the Pathmark fried chicken or like the Fresh Grocer fried chicken is like the illest shit ever.
So good. Yo, you know what's real good? I can't think of the name of it. They got this new, like, it's like a knockoff Wawa, like a fake Wawa. I guess they're like from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it's down near like Aramingo Avenue.
Shit.
Down there, like, not right near like Aramingo and Church.
Right.
And it's like a big gas station, like essentially like a Wawa and shit. And yo, they fried chicken.
Really?
So good. What? Dog. So good. Like, you know how sometimes you get it, like the skin be falling off. So like, skin don't never fall off. Nice and crisp.
What?
I don't know what the recipe is or whatever.
Who the fuck y'all got in the back of these gas stations frying this chicken?
Dog. That shit was so good, dog.
Federal Donuts chicken is overrated, though.
I've never had it. That. I've only had the donuts. I've never had the chicken from there.
Motherfuckers be, like, worshiping.
Yeah.
But, like, personally, you know, I consider myself a fried chicken expert.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the most, like, chicken is overrated to me.
Yeah.
Like, Chick-fil-A is overrated to me.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, and we was going to Chick-fil-A when I worked at, me and my cousin used to work at a call center in Plymouth Meeting in like 99.
Yep.
We used to eat a Chick-fil-A every day.
Yeah.
Because it was like.
I worked at the Pico building not far from you. I used to go over to Plymouth Meeting and get Chick-fil-A.
Dog, that was, I don't mean to like divert from the shit. That was the sweetest job.
For real.
That we had, because like the movie theater was like right next to us. and they was the company was having like some issues where like the computers would be down. We would legit like all go. We was all like kids, like 18, 19, 20. So we would all go and like go watch a movie on the clock and then come back and like work the rest of the afternoon. It was the sweetest job. Like sometimes like I would get up in the morning and like get ready to make that stupid trek.
Yeah.
To like fucking.
It is a nice ride.
Though. Yeah. To go up to Plymouth Meeting like on the bus. Like, yeah. Dumb shit. Listening to Sonic Youth on the fucking headphones. And a fucking Walkman, but like
used to come up the Germantown Pikeway, right?
Yeah,
yeah. See, yeah. I had because I was up in like I was on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have to go all the way down to fucking the transportation center down in like Roxborough and shit.
Yeah, and then ride back up
And ride all the way up that. Yeah. Dog, that was shit was so terrible. When I had no wheel, I hated that shit.
It would be days when they would call and be like, "Yo, you don't got to come to work today."
Yeah.
And we're gonna pay you. I'm like, what? Go downtown and buy records and shit because I was like, that's all I had going on. But yeah, I don't know
how, justice reform.
Yeah, I don't know. This shit like jazz, yo.
Freestyle, baby.
We just be improvising and shit. God damn. But yeah, shout out to Meek.
Miles Davis of podcasting. You know what I mean?
That's what we gonna name this shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to Meek. Shout out to Hove, for doing this shit.
Shout out to Michael Rubin. Maybe get some passes. You know what I mean? Sideline passes.
Niggas, I'm not even gonna say. I'm gonna say this. I read my horoscope. I ain't read yours. I read my horoscope for like the next year or so.
Big things.
We'll be good.
Yeah.
We'll be if you can rely on that sort of thing, yeah. we'll be all good.
I'm just gonna put it this way. That movie Glass, like the M. Night Shyamalan John.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit was trash. Give us his seats.
Shyamalan.
Making bad movies.
Yo, I got to watch that, Joy.
It was not good. It was boring as fuck.
Shout out to the homie Los who's in that shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Los. I got to watch that, Joy, because I had no interest in watching it. But knowing that he's in it, now I want to watch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, nah.
And it's in Philly.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah.
Real quick. What was the movie that shit is like?
All right, it's a based part on two of or Unbreakable, whatever. Unbreakable, the John with Bruce Willis.
Lissa was like naming some other Shyamalan movie.
There was the John Split from 2 years ago that the James McAvoy character comes from.
That's what it was.
Split. And then like at the end of that movie, there's like a news report about the dude Split or whatever, and like. It's in like a fucking diner or some shit.
Yeah.
And then like Bruce Willis turns around to look at the TV. So it's like, oh, it's connected to two movies, blah, blah, blah. So then he brought out this movie. And this joint, I mean, it's okay, but it's boring. I thought it was boring.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna check it out. Shout out to Luz. But yeah, I think we can wrap up. We got a lean, however much this ends up being after I edit it.
They're gonna take it.
You know what I'm saying? It's a nice lean joint. You been listening to anything new?
Yeah, I mean, I listened to this one dude. I didn't finish it, though, but it was okay. I was listening, like, I'm a big fan of the dude Gigs, grime rapper.
Been playing so much grime lately.
Yeah, so have I been listening to a lot of grime lately.
I love that we just independently on the same wave. Love it.
This dude, his name is Kyze, K-Y-Z-E. I think he's on Gigs like Label or some shit.
Yeah.
His Gigs has been promoting him like crazy. He's got an album called Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's not like, I don't really love his voice. I think that's part of it.
Right.
I think that's part of the reason why I don't
the
like
the voice is so important.
Yeah, especially with grime because of the way the way it moves. It's okay though. I mean, like, I think if you like grime, you may want to check it out.
Where?
And also I listened to Bad Bunny new album.
What does Bad Bunny sound like?
It's like, well, I recently got put on to him. He was doing like almost like The Weeknd but reggaeton.
Okay.
And like this joint is more like proper reggaeton than it is like that sad emo, like that like trappish sounding reggaeton. Yeah. This is more like proper reggaeton for this album. It's called X 100 Pre.
Shit.
Now, maybe that's something. Maybe it's supposed to mean something else.
Right, right, right.
Like all these dudes that don't have like fucking vowels.
No
in
vowels
name.
And shit.
So
yeah.
Maybe that's supposed to be something else. But it's X 100 Pre. Right.
Shout out to the homie Chaska, DJ Pre Columbian. She DJed at like the Latin Grammys.
Oh, for real?
And said Bad Bunny was like turning up to her set.
For real? Yo, he like
yeah.
He seems like he got a record with Drake on here. So like, remember where everybody was like, "Yo, Drake with J Lo now. He gonna do some reggaeton. He sings a little Spanish on this joint. Like, you know what I mean? Get a little reggaeton, Drake.
Drake, you a fucking wave rider. I'm not mad at you though.
Silver Surfer out here,
God
dog.
Damn. Let Max B get some of them waves. God damn.
He be home soon, dog.
Meek gonna break it. Oh, yo, if Max B. Listen, if Meek come, you know, history repeating itself, if he come in the helicopter and pick up Max B, listen, it's a new golden age in hip-hop.
Yeah.
If that happened. It's a new golden age.
What else? What you been listening to?
So, I've been fucking with this dude, New York, on some real shit. Outside of, like, all the niggas that's trying to sound like Future. Shout out to New York. New York got, like, some new, like, dope, fly fucking MCs.
Yeah.
Outside of just, like, the Griselda shit, obviously, like, they doing their thing. But, like, the nigga Radames is on some shit. And I've been fucking with this dude, YL, like, letter Y, letter L. He has an album with the producer, Roper Williams. It's called Baby Man. And it's really on some, like, introspective, soulful, you know, like he reminds me, like his steez, like he could be like one of the kids in the movie Kids,
yeah.
But like he's rhyming like on some dope shit. So yeah, like their album is called Baby Man. It's on Bandcamp. It might be on like Spotify and
it's
all
on
that
title.
Shit
I just
too.
Pulled it up.
Yeah, yo, it's dope. That's really like the rap shit that I've been like playing over and over and over again lately. So I've been fucking with that. Another New York dude, producer named Jazz Soon. He has a couple remix tapes out. And it's straight like Bubble Goose hoodie music. You know what I mean? He's remixing like Mobb Deep and like different like hip hop records from like the 90s and shit. But like putting like his own like grimy spin on it. So that's like really... Them two really is like what I've been in the crib like playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to this YL John because you paid me a little bit of him before the podcast. I'm gonna listen to this shit.
He's on some shit. His cadence kind of reminds me of our homie Raj.
Yeah.
Lush Life. Shout out to Raj. I know MCs never like hearing another motherfucker sound like you, but like something about like both of their spirit on the mic.
Yeah.
Reminds me of one another.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But yeah. That's what I've been fucking with.
Word. Also, yo, if you haven't watched Sex Education on Netflix, dog, that show is fucking hilarious.
Oh, I'm a fuck with it. I'm a fuck with
it. Yeah, everybody out there, check that joint out.
Yeah,
it
I got,
also like it tells you just how much more advanced like British television is than
because like, you know the British office is so much better than the U.S. office.
Well, I mean, just you go like just how they handle like life situations and teenagers and shit like that. Mm. Like they treat them like they're real as opposed to like American TV does.
Yeah, I feel like American media and television kind of fetishizes teenagers.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird thing.
Also, I think part of it too is like their language. Like you're allowed to curse and shit like that.
Yeah.
I think it's like after 7 o'clock, you're allowed to curse and show nudity. So, definitely check that shit out.
Okay.
Yeah, other than that, just, fuck with us on all the different places, rate and review us, and we'll be back next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Me and my fam pick this rap shit.